Hello and welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's regular program for your views, comments and questions. We are always pleased to hear from our old-time listeners who haven't been in touch for a while, such as Eamon Halliday from Scotland.
I was for many years member of the Radio Praha Monitor Club during the socialist times. I remember coming to Praha to do some studio interviews in your English department in Vinohradska. I met many nice people like Vladimir Feldman, Alena Škodová, Radek Vanka and Libor Kubík. I'm glad that Daniela Lazarová is still with you. Finally, I just want to say that Radio Praha was a big part of my life as I tuned in to your English broadcasts every evening.
Thank you for getting in touch with us, and a copy of the booklet Radio Prague 65 Years on the Air by Radio Prague's Miroslav Krupička that you requested is in the post. In his reception report, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India included a comment on a recent story on Radio Prague.
I enjoyed the feature article entitled Scandal-Prone Czech Healthcare System. It was a brilliant piece of write-up giving a clear, unbiased picture of the present state of healthcare system in the Czech Republic, considered one of the best in Central Europe. The article was most articulate and open in exposing the shortcomings of the health sector of the country. Czech Republic's finance minister Andrej Babiš described this vital social service sector as a black hole, sucking the taxpayers' money while rendering insufficient services. While evaluating whether the health sector is giving good value for money, it has been alleged that frequent scandals in regional management, deficient hospital services, money laundering in health insurance and health insurance cover, and inflated bills in the purchase of equipment and drugs leave much to be desired.
František Kada from the Czech Republic sent us this email commenting on our March Mystery Czech quiz and the personality of Czech designer František Kardaus.
Thank you for disseminating knowledge of the Czech graphic artist František Kardaus among the listeners of Czech Radio's international service. I was delighted by their interest, and the number of visitors of his profile on the internet is, also thanks to them, coming close to 40,000. Keep up the good work.
And now on to our current quiz. Hans Werner Lolicke from Denmark writes,
the author and painter Adalbert Stifter, who was born in 1805 in the village of Horní Plana, now in the Czech Republic, and who died in 1868 in the Austrian city of Linz, is the person you are looking for. He was born into a wealthy German-speaking family and studied law in Vienna. He was a multi-talented artist who would like to express beauty and moral standards in his works, but ended his life in depression. As so often, great artists have a strange destiny.
This answer is from Jahangir Alam from Bangladesh.
This time I think you're looking for Adalbert Stifter, an Austrian novelist, poet and painter who actually studied law, mathematics and science. In his childhood, he spent a lot of time in the Bohemian forest. He later depicted his life in nature and forest in his novels and paintings. Although he had not got any training in oil painting, he was a master of art. His remarkable novels include Studien, Bergkristall, Der Nachtsommer, etc. His life ended tragically. He cut his own throat with a sharp blade while he was suffering from cancer.
Jayanta Chakrabarty from India wrote,
born in Oberplan, now Horní Plana in the Czech Republic, Adalbert Stifter was an illustrious painter, writer, poet and educator by his own rights. With no formal training in oil painting, he excelled in painting vivid natural landscapes, being largely influenced by the Bohemian forest and great artists like Friedrich Gauermann. In his later years, he developed an independent style of his own, capturing the fleeing moods of nature, as depicted in his masterpiece, Villa at Neuwaldweg.
This answer is from Colin Law from New Zealand.
From 1840, Adalbert published short stories in newspapers and almanacs, and after he revised them in 1844, they appeared under the title Studien in the Gustav Heckenast Press in Budapest. In 1848, the year of revolution, he moved to Linz, where from 1850 he was chief inspector of elementary schools, curator and founder of the Upper Austrian Gallery and co-founder of the Realschule in Linz, a high school which in later years counted Adolf Hitler among its pupils. Adalbert fell ill in 1863 with psoriasis of the liver, which progressively weakened him. He fell into deep depression and on the night of the 25th of January 1868, he slashed his throat with a razor. As a result, he died on January 28th.
Shri Debaki Ranjan Biswas from India wrote,
"He is Adalbert Stifter, principally a pedagogue, but also famous as a poet, painter and a narrative novelist. He was a classical novel writer, mostly being interested in the sagas of the humble virtues of a simple life. During his childhood, Stifter was greatly influenced by the nostalgic countryside. Stifter tried to depict through his novels as to how the world would look if the unpredictable tensions among human beings, society and nature could somehow be resolved. Life of this ardent soldier of the human struggle for a just and peaceful order came to a tragic end at an early age of 61 at Linz, Austria, on the 28th of January 1868.
And Valeria Lugovsky from Belarus writes,
"Your new hero is Adalbert Stifter, whose biography and whose The Story of the Forest and Ice I'm reading at the moment."
Thank you for your answers. And this time we are sending the Radio Prague Prize to Colin Law from New Zealand. Congratulations. Here's a brand new mystery man for the coming weeks. We are looking for the name of the Prague-born author and illustrator who left Czechoslovakia in the wake of the 1948 communist takeover. He became best known for his award-winning travel books for children. He died in 1980 in the Swiss town of Wettingen. Please send us your answers by July the 9th to the usual address, english@radio.cz. We are also looking forward to your reception reports, questions and comments. Until next time, thanks for listening and take care.